Good morning, class. For those of you who are new to this class, you are in the Department of Men's Studies, and this is Sexual Harassment 101, a practical freshman-level how-to class for young men preparing to take their proper dominant place in our patriarchal society. It is indeed a beautiful day, isn't it? There's a smell of new flowers in the air. It's sunny and warm. Ah, springtime. The time when a young man's thoughts turn to love. Well, actually, class, that's kind of a stupid sentiment when you think about it. As if we haven't been thinking about it all winter. Is there some idiot poet out there who thinks that I've been going without trim all winter just because the air's cold? Please. Well, anyway, we've been discussing how to attract women, dressing up, polishing our shoes, and polishing our lines. I'd say you're all looking pretty good, just about ready to throw out your lines and boat that bass. However, I must strike a cautionary note. There are many pitfalls on the road to love, many traps to waylay a young pilgrim. Today I want to say a few words about the most dangerous trap awaiting the innocent young Trollmeister. Chicks with problems. Now let me give you a couple of scenarios. For example, you meet a woman at work. You give her the full treatment of love therapy. You wine her, you dine her, and she swallows her food. Just like a good girl should. Oh, yeah, things are going along pretty good. But then, suddenly, every day she's calling, or worse yet, dropping by, to tell you about problems with her mother. Mom hates all her boyfriends, always has. Doesn't like the way she dresses. Wants her to come around every day to go to church. Blah, 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 blah. She'd been out of the house for 10 years, but her mom's still trying to run her life. Her mom makes her miserable, and now she's making you miserable. Well, what can you, as an enlightened and benign dominant male of the species, do? The correct answer is, get out. Get out now. Geronimo. The correct behavior for your chick would obviously be to beat the old hag into silence. But if she hasn't done the obvious after 10 years, there's nothing you can say to enlighten her now. If she's determined to live in a pit of misery, the only thing you can do is to get yourself out. Okay, now let me give you just one more oh-so-common example. You meet this cool chick that likes to drive. You give her a little run in the little red Corvette. Then you give her a little lube job, and pretty soon she's cranking your shaft. Yeah, life is good. Then, suddenly, she thinks she's unattractive.
Oh, 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 I'm so gross and fat and ugly. No man's ever gonna want to make love to me.
Now, at this point, you're probably thinking something like, well, yeah, well, what am I doing? What have I been doing? Do I not count as a man? Am I E.T. now or something? Well, you try to reassure her that she looks fine to you, but still she insists that she's unattractive. Now, what can you, as a sensitive and caring love partner, do? Dun 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 dun. And the correct answer is agree with her. Yes, dear, you are a big fat hog. This is the correct answer, even if you don't think she's overweight at all. As we discussed in a previous class, heterosexual men generally don't care about scrawny little anorexic chicks. They make very poor breeding stock. How many teenage boys have posters of Ally McBeal on their wall? And how many pictures of the heavenly Anna Nicole Smith? Personally, I, like most men, don't mind a little extra padding and find it, shall we say, functionally insignificant. However, if a woman is determined to think of herself as unappealing, then you cannot stop her. It is not in your power. Besides, it would be sexist of you to stop a woman from defining herself in images of her own choosing. If she's determined to keep insisting that she's fat and disgusting, that is strictly her prerogative. Now, of course, if she keeps talking that way, she will eventually convince you that she's gross, and you'll be ready to strike out for greener and leaner pastures. C'est la vie. Anyway, these two archetypal examples should give you a good basis for getting early warning signals so you can determine if a new potential love interest poses a threat to your own mental health. And you do need to be careful, since the category chicks with problems seems to include about 90% of the female population. Furthermore, these women seem to think that because their body is a self-contained amusement park for man, with numerous rides and attractions to provide us with endless entertainment, therefore we will be willing to listen endlessly to any kind of blather they want to come up with. Remember, it is your responsibility as a man to place appropriate limits on how much of a woman's emotional baggage you are willing to carry. In short, chicks with problems, watch out for them. And finally, don't let my words of caution dishearten you. There are still plenty of good ones to pick from. Just keep looking. Till next week then, class, keep your heads down and your peckers up. See you then. Happy hunting. You're one in a million, baby. You're a shooting star.